Here is Tom Ackerman.
Sports on a Sunday morning continues on KMOX, and we are joined by the chairman of the St. Louis Blues. Tom Stillman is with us. Tom, it's always great to have you on KMOX. How are you doing these days?
Great. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm still kind of coming down from that series. It hurt, and I know that it hurt your organization as well, and probably because the team played so well up until those final 2 minutes where they lost the lead against the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, it was a brutal, heartbreaking way to end a series in a run that started after the Four Nations tournament. It's something I'm sure the Blues fans will be talking about years. And so that still stings. I'm choosing to focus on the positives that came out of our run and the playoffs and all. But, yeah, it does still sting.
I'm sure it does. And, you know, it'll always be part of, and that isn't that part of sports, unfortunately, is that you have the highs and the lows. I mean, when I was growing up, the Blues completed the Monday Night Miracle. They beat the Calgary Flames, and while they didn't go on to win the Stanley Cup, we all remember how good that felt. Sometimes the other team will do that to you, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is part of being a sports fan and being in the sports business, is you live with the ups and downs, and it is. It's part of the experience. We don't want to provide heartbreaks, but it is kind of part of the whole experience, and maybe that draws us in. It's that attachment and how you experience the ups and downs along with the players on the ice. So,
how do you take a look back at not only that series but that season, and how do you start to make the move here to get better and to get to a position where you don't have to be there again?
I really, I stepped back from those few minutes there and think that we just really had a big leap forward in our season this year. I mean, and that leap forward started with the off season, with Doug's moves of the offer sheets and acquiring Broberg and Holloway, that really pushed us forward. and then adding Monty as a coach, I think one of the really top coaches in the league, which you saw the effect he had. Adding Fowler was a revelation to a lot of people, what a good player he is and how much he added. But then just as important, what the players did and how they pulled together under, the leadership of Jim Montgomery and Otter and the rest of the coaching staff. Braden Schenn really took hold of the reins, I think, and they really did nothing short of change the culture the expectations of each other. And it just moved, brought us back to, a culture like we've had in the past when we've been very successful. And, I think they set the course for, where we go from here.
You know, you brought up something I was just thinking about. It seems like so long ago, but Drew Bannister was the head coach of this team at the start of the year. You're right. I mean, they had to change culture kind of on the fly. We got to see 2 months of the Jim Montgomery hockey excel at its greatest level. I'll bet you're looking forward to seeing a full season of Monty.
You are, as you could see from the play, that doesn't happen overnight. Monty can't just walk in the door and everything. And you could tell at times he was kind of frustrated because, he's expects it to happen right away, and it just doesn't. But they got there, and it's a wholly different way of playing. As guys will say in their interviews and outside of interviews, going from a situation in which people are, kind of playing for their next contract, or they're playing, you know, they love their teammates and all that, but it's just not the team mentality that you want. And moving from that to, you know, a commitment to play for each other, to play for the team, to give up, to make sacrifices for the, you know, as an individual, whether it's points or shots in your, taken in your ankles, to do things that are going to help the team rather than oneself. Also, just a commitment to hard work. And like Monty puts it, seeing that working hard playing hockey is fun. And putting in maximum effort, not just enough to maybe win. I think that was a huge change.
I think a hockey season can be a lot of fun to get those surprises along the way. Dylan Holloway, while we knew he was going to be a good player, turned out to be a tremendous forward for you, and probably you suffered the loss of Holloway a little bit, even though you took Winnipeg to the very end. And then the other one I think about is Nathan Walker. He was like a missile out there, just hitting everything all season long. I wonder who the next surprise will be, or who the next emerging player will be for the Blues in 25-26.
Well, you know, I think we saw one of the candidates, one of the guys who's likely to be that for next year. You got to start on it this year in Snuggerud. I mean, I don't want to go straight to Snuggerud because there are so many veterans that played so well and raised their game in the end. Robert Thomas and Kyra was playing great, and Shen and a lot of others. But if you're talking about, you know, who's the next person to surprise, I think Snuggerud has already started that. I was really blown away by how seamless his transition was from college hockey one day to fitting in on a top line in the NHL the next. That was impressive.
It was. There was a lot of buzz about him, and he certainly lived up to the hype. Tom,
and then some.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom, when you look at this change that is coming at general manager from Doug Armstrong to Alex Steen, what do you see there? And what have you seen in Steiner since that announcement was made? What has he done to prepare himself for that next task?
He has just immersed himself in, you know, all things, you know, general manager type duties. I mean, he is just soaking things in, and he does it in a very thoughtful and prepared way. You know, he doesn't just sit there and soak it in. He then gives it some thought and goes through things, and then comes up with, you know, the kind of much more sophisticated question than you might, you know, if you just kind of doing this casually. He's a very, very capable person, and very, very focused on, you know, what's going on now and the task ahead of him. And, you know, we have Doug there, obviously working very closely with him, and still will after Steiner takes over as GM.
Tom Stillman, the chairman of the Blues, is with us. You're a hockey fan yourself, so I'm sure you can relate to hockey fans and what they go through. That was a tough one to take, obviously, in Game 7, but they have come out in droves to see your team, to talk about your team, to support your team. What can you say to them as you move forward into this next season, coming off that exciting season that came to an abrupt end?
We couldn't be more grateful and more thankful for the support of our fans. The ones I talk to, and I run into fans and talk to them at the arena and elsewhere all the time. And it's so many of them say, we get it. You know, we get the process you're going through. You've told us what it is. We support you. You're doing, you know, we're there. And they have been, so it felt good to reward them with that run and, give everybody a glimpse of what's coming in the years ahead. And it's, again, for fans, for our sponsors, for all of our supporters, the message is one of tremendous gratitude.
And just one final thing, Tom, you look at the bigger picture, even bigger than the Blues, I feel like sometimes is the hockey culture that you've created in the Midwest. We saw the Frozen Four here. We saw college championships here. We've seen on many different levels hockey competitions happening in the area. I know that was a goal of yours and Chris Zimmerman's moving forward.
Yeah, well, and we had the Women's Professional League game. And, you know, girls hockey, young girls hockey is really coming along here. That's important to everybody in the organization. Throughout the organization, there, you know, most people are a real hockey. And we see that as part of our mission is to advance, grow the game of hockey in the area. And so we're really happy to see that happening.
Had a lot of fun there with my daughter, as a matter of fact, who went to the championship of the Frozen Four. But I know that her eyes are open to hockey. She said to me the other day, she said, "Dad, my favorite sport, you know what it is?" She said, "It's hockey." And she's hooked. So there you go.
She shows very good judgment.
You've converted her. Thank you for all that you do for us. It's always great, your accessibility and your availability to talk to us. And we look forward to the next time, Tom Stillman.
So do I, Tom. Thanks very much.
We'll be back with much more. Sports on a Sunday Morning continues right after this.